This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are Mind Flayers, or Illithids.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This is a good week.
This is this whole batch here. Like, we went through a little bit of a desert. Good. Like, there's so many high cards in this whole batch that we're doing.
This is really good. This is also one of my favorite illustrations in this book.
Oh, yeah. I love this. What kind of hat would you qualify that as? It's not like a shiner thing. It's not like a fez.
It's like a wide fez.
Yeah.
It's like just the top of a Abraham Lincoln hat.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't have the brim.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it has like a tassel on it, too.
Yeah, like a fez. Like it's like
an Orthodox priest's mitre or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Mind Flayers, they're like OG, you know, here they come, taking over the Underdark.
Yep, they're a Mind Flayer. Extremely good. Like, how good are the details in this thing?
I mean, so I have to wonder, like, what came first, because one of my first exposures to Mind Flayers were in the Drizzt books, right? The Forgotten Realms kind of thing, where, like, they have whole societies and stuff, and, like, you get a look at, like, what Mind Flayers do in the Underdark and how they fit in and all of that. So, like, I came to this, I'm like, oh, yeah, there's that detail. Like, what magical mind birthed these?
I don't know. It's they are like, because it's the same magical mind that did like a lot of the bullshit, old D&D monsters, like the same people who came up with like bullets and stuff, bullets, which are not cool.
Right.
It's just this actually happens to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're firing on all cylinders here.
Yeah.
This is aside, and this keeps coming up, but like at some point we have to do Baldur's Gate 2 for Watch Out for Fireballs.
Of course. Yeah.
There's some good mind player shit in there. And the first exposure I had to these before I was into D&D was in Final Fantasy 1.
No, of course. Yeah.
And that was really cool. And those things were sons of bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Like those monsters were so rough.
Yeah. But like these are, I mean, for people who don't know, go and look up illustrations because they're almost always just fascinating to look at. They're like humanoids, but they have crazy octopus faces.
Yeah. They're kind of like Cthulhuoid.
Yeah.
Kind of look at monsters.
And they will stun you with an energy blast, and they'll come up and try to eat your brain. Or they will enslave you and put you under a charmed person and use you as basic, you know, chattel slaves.
Yeah. Like breeding stock.
Yeah.
In order to, you know, make more babies for them to eat the brains.
Yep.
Pretty cool all in all.
Yeah.
And then this entry shifts into fucking overdrive. When you get to the Elder Brain.
Oh, God. I had never heard of the Elder Brain before. I'd heard of it, obviously, but I forgot about the Elder Brain. Until I like got this. Like, wait a minute. Every Illithid that dies, its brain is put into a large briny pool to join the Elder Brain that exudes 5 miles of psionic, let's say, linkage. Mm-hmm. That keeps all of them kind of like plugged into the same neural net.
Yeah. It's like for 5 miles, it's like a security system. So like they can't be surprised.
Right. They can only be surprised by non-intelligent creatures. So like an Underdark cockroach jumps out of a book at them or something.
Ah. Yeah. Who gives a shit? You kill that cockroach with your psi blast. Like it is, you know,
yeah.
So this Elder Brain thing, like all these brains, every Mind Flayer that's ever been in this like culture.
Mm-hmm.
So just like this big, huge floaty pool full of brains,
mm-hmm.
you get this live forever angle. Like if you're a Mind Flayer, you don't die. You just join the collective.
Yeah. You just join the many.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
And like, no matter what, you never lose any like institutional, I mean, unless the brain is lost. Right. Like, so that would be something like, hey, if this one lone rogue Mind Flayer with tremendous knowledge, if they die and they get a hold of his brain and it goes into the mind, right. The Elder Brain, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, like that is the piece that is going to make this, like, we absolutely cannot let that happen. So we need to kill this and protect the brain.
Yeah, you get a Mind Flayer who's been out about, like, just Mind Flayer around town.
Playing minds,
on Channel 11. And then that Mind Flayer tries to escape from you eventually, mm-hmm. but he has your, like, secrets. So you need to stop him from getting within 5 miles of his base, because once he does, every Mind Flayer knows it, and they can invade your castle or whatever.
Yeah.
Super, super cool. That's how babies are born.
Mm-hmm.
In this pool full of like their grandpas.
Yeah,
like, here, come in this slimy pool full of grandpas and get birthed.
Yeah. As a tadpole.
Yeah, as a literal tadpole. Mind Flayers have no family structure. Their social activities include eating, communicating with the Elder Brain, and debating on the best tactics to conquer the Underdark. Into it. And then they do gladiatorial games. Yeah. Super cool.
Yeah, they themselves don't do gladiatorial brains. They're incredibly arrogant. Yeah, they would not bring themselves to do any real physical work. Mm. Even with their tentacles, they only use those in combat if it's like an absolute necessity. If they do not stun people with their 20-foot cone or whatever. No, they use their mind controlled slaves to be gladiators for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's like hooks on hooks on hooks. You know, this thing, because that's a really cool, you know, thing too. Like you go to, it'd be like Thor Ragnarok. Like you get in the Underdark and then you have to like fight one of your old friends, like the barbarian from your party, who's now the champion of their gladiatorial pits.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Super good.
Yeah. And then, so you're thinking, hey, Cole, you don't like psionics. Why are you heaping so much praise on them? Like the psionic illithids are a different thing that are barely different than the actual.
Yeah, they're just like more of a dick.
Yeah.
It's like the illithids who describe themselves as the only true illithids.
Yeah, they're gatekeeping.
Like the illithid nationalists.
Yeah, and they also do not care for the stiff collared robes preferred by their cousins, the so-called city fathers.
Yeah, go to hell, psionic little illithids. I love that they're hermaphroditic.
Oh, yeah.
And they can produce one tadpole twice in their life. So it's like they have these like that suggests these like rituals.
Yeah. They just have to decide, am I ready for this?
Yeah. So you get a puppy first.
Yeah.
The puppy swims around in the brain pool, takes a big leak on the elder brain, and then you get exiled. Yeah. Then you get the secrets. And that's why you have to go back for the castle secrets to get back into the good graces of the elder brain.
I'm picturing the birthing process kind of being like doing armpit farts for some reason. Just like,
so like you do that with one hand and then it comes out of the other armpit.
Maybe. I don't know.
Could be. I was imagining it wriggling out of their mouth because their mouth is like the money spot on a octopus.
Ugh.
You know, like it's like where the beak is the all-purpose aperture on an octopus is.
it's the potty tentacle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The potty tentacle.
that's a C-Lab thing. I can't take credit for that.
I haven't seen that show in too long then. I like that show, but I imagine it's all coming out of their mouth.
Yeah.
Which is real gross too, because they could be one of their habits is eating, like socializing, and like they're all eating and like somebody's water breaks and they just fucking do a spit take, like somebody makes a really good illithid joke and they do a water break spit take all over the feast.
Oh my god, is anybody here a doctor? We all are. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.